All right. So inside of this idea, this blueprint, this map of how you build wealth as an average person. Now I'm talking to average people right now. I'm talking to people who go to work to make money and they want to take this money and they want to create wealth with it. You're not a writer. You're not a fucking movie star. You're not going to play in the in the NBA. You're not a doctor, or maybe you are a doctor. Some doctors want to play the game. My experience, most doctors aren't very good with money. Seems like they would be. They're the smartest people and doing God's work, and they're not, you know. Same with nurses, doing God's work and not necessarily the richest. Sometimes it can seem like the people doing the worst things have the most. But that aside, if you're going to play within this idea of the money flow, you're going to try to become rich. You're going to try to build wealth. You're going to have to understand the blueprint. You're going to have to understand the strategy. Now, the components within the strategy change. The variables, that's you. Meaning everyone here, if we drew a circle and we put you, everyone, the name would be different. Your first and last name, because we're all different people, right? And so we can start with that. Black, white, tall, short, female, male, pretty, unpretty, fat, tall. We all go here. Now, within that, we got to pay some bills. So we got to go get a job. We have to have some way to create money. And so you have to lay down, put down, hold down a primary way that you make money. This is your job. The purpose of this is to pay bills. This needs to pay bills. Now, this can contribute to the wealth building, and it can contribute greatly. It can. But I want to talk to you more about how to accelerate that. But first, this right here has to be unlocked. This helps the other. And so we have to get a job. We have to start a career. We have to have some way that we make money. You deliver pizzas. You work at Walmart. You're a doctor. You're a nurse. You're a plumber. You're a welder. Whatever the fuck it is you do 8 hours a day that defines you, this is how you're going to pay your bills. This is honorable. This is how you're going to take care of your kids. Now, on this path, on this idea of following the map, the money flow, here's what you're going to do. You're going to get this unlocked. That's locked down. We're going to be listing out our debts. We got to get this under control. So you're going to have to take control of your money. If you need to do a budget, do a budget. I've never needed a budget. I can track this shit in my mind. Why? Because I think about my money. I'm calculating it all day long, every day. That's crazy. It's a fucking crazy thought that you would know how much money you have. Holy shit. You realize some of you working have no fucking clue how much money you have. You literally do not know how much money you have. Now, I'm overemphasizing this because I want you to get how stupid that sounds. You make money, but you don't know how much fucking money you have. You don't know your debt. You can't think of the total in your mind. You literally need a spreadsheet. It's how complicated it's gotten. How detached you've become from your money. How much is in your 401k? How much is in your E-Trade, Charles Schwab, Interactive Brokers? How much is in your savings account? How much cash do you have in your safe? So here's what we have to do. We have to establish a primary checking account. This is what we're going to pay our necessities out of. This is the bucket that pays for the bills. This bucket has a hole in it. We need to try to limit the hole. And so our first mission is to get our debt under control, because we need to do another bucket, and that bucket's called investing or savings. And then we're going to need a third bucket, and that bucket's called investing. And so you're going to have money come in from your primary job. It's going to go to the necessities check, to the checking, where you're going to pay out your bills and hopefully begin to control or eliminate your debt. See, should I get rid of my debt or should I invest in a rental property? In that scenario, I might choose, if it's me, I'll choose the rental property because I can bet on me. I believe in my ability to buy the house, fix the house, rent the house, and then move on and continue to eliminate my debt. I believe in my ability to do that. If you're fucking hemming and hawing, you pay off the debt. if you're afraid to buy the house, if you need to go to a guru to get money or to get a course, like you're incapable of researching, Googling, watching some YouTube videos, or reading a single fucking book and then going and doing it, then you need to pay off the debt. You need to be honest with yourself. Half of getting rich is just being honest, being who you are, working with what you have, with where you are. And so you know you. Can you bet on you? Has that been a good bet so far? And if the answer is to be honest, no. Good. Pay off the debt. Now you have some self-fucking awareness. Congratulations. You just moved up the step of the ladder to building wealth. And so as we dive into this thing called the money flow, the blueprint, the map, the strategy, we begin to see it from a bigger picture. And so now we have control of our money. We have a checking account in which we distribute and pay our bills in a timely fucking fashion, 2 days early. Rule number one, every bill you have is paid 2 days early. This is not negotiable. This is part of flexing your muscles. You want to fight in combat? You got to go jog first. You say, what the fuck does jogging have to do with combat? You need to be in shape. You want to get rich? You want to make some money? You can do it at your young age. If you're not stupid with your money, if you get into this thing I call the money flow, you get this idea, this map, this blueprint, this strategy, and you begin to follow it. You set up the checking account. You already have one. You say, good, another check. You're moving up the ladder of the money flow. Now we got our debt under control. We got a plan for that. That's going to look different for everyone. And we go to savings. What is savings? Savings. This is your do-over account. Fucking emergency fund. This is your do-over account. This is the account that if things go real bad, this is zombie land. This account can be converted to an opportunity fund given the right situation. Not a stock you like on sale, not a pizza, not to buy your wife an anniversary present, but an all-out collapse of the U.S. stock market where prices fall 30, 40, 50 fucking percent. Feel free to put this in the market. If you have the intestinal fortitude, the wherewithal, if you have the financial mental stability to do something like that, if you're able to not follow the herd, to go against popularism, that's how you get rich. You know that, right? It's not following the herd. It's not buying crypto when everyone's buying crypto. It's selling to those people. It's buying crypto when nobody wants to buy crypto. It's buying houses when they're on sale. It's buying foreclosures. It's buying stocks when it looks dumb to buy the stock. Would you rather buy stock of Ford at $1.50 during the 2008 economic collapse? Or would you rather pay $10 today? I mean, just you get that, right? But nobody was doing that. Your dad didn't do that. Your uncle didn't do that. Nobody you did that. Knows, does that, did that. And yet that's the simple path. It's repeated itself over and over and over and over and over. And every economic collapse, the herd gets blown out. Who's the herd? Loaded with debt. Don't understand the money flow. Don't have the checking account separated from the savings account and the brokerage investment account separated from those. They don't have the three-tiered system. They're not working a plan to eliminate debt. They don't have the do-over account. They're not buying blue chip dividend stocks with a 20, 30 year horizon. They're not doing that. They're just floating through fucking life. They don't know how much is in their checking account. They don't know how much is in their 401k. They don't know any of that shit, but they can tell you baseball statistics. They can play fucking Candy Crush, but they don't understand the dogs of the Dow investment strategy. It's a lot to ask. These are the people we're talking to. This is my flock. I'm a preacher of prosperity. Or I could be preaching to the choir. You could be like, no shit, Sherlock. I have that fund. I got the 401k. I got the brokerage account. I've got the emergency savings account that's not in the banking system that the government can't touch. The banks can't touch. You can't be sued. It's fucking an emergency fund and all our do-over account in all senses. See, an emergency fund is in your checking account or in a savings somewhere. This is beyond an emergency fund. The bank can't get it. It's in cash. Cash. Some people are so unfamiliar with money, the fact of holding lots of money scares the shit out of them. They can't even have it in their house. How the fuck are you going to protect your wife if you can't protect money? Like, what? You should be comfortable having money. There are plenty of ways to hide it, plenty of devices to buy, plenty of ways to secure it. I want your focus to be on it. Not you separated. You haven't noticed that all the fucking advice, all the gurus, all the banks want to separate you from your money. Oh, you don't want to manage your own money. You're too stupid to manage your own money. Oh, no, you don't want to keep cash at home. You don't want to do that. You want to outsource all this. Oh, don't even look at your investment account. That's the advice they give you. You're going to follow that. You're going to let other people manage your money, separate you from your money. You're going to take that advice. No, that's not the advice that we take. Not inside this idea of the money flow. That's not the advice that we're going to take. We're operating under a different strategy. We have a different blueprint. We have a different plan. It's called the money flow. In the money flow, we start with the one income stream. We set up the checking account that covers all the necessities. We push money into savings. And then once we have debt under control and savings going, we then begin to push money into long-term investments that under no fucking circumstance will you ever touch, ever. And so you say, well, Joe, where can I invest this that I can get to it? Nowhere. That's not investing. Investing takes 7-10 year term frames. You're not investing when you're just setting it aside. You're just holding it. And so if you're playing with money that can't go up and down, you don't invest it. You just keep it in checking. What I'm talking about here is the fund that's going to make millions of dollars. Run a compound calculator. And so, yes, you're going to begin to take your money and separate yourself by choice, not because a company separated you, and begin to put that money into real assets that produce real cash flow that appreciate every year. And you're going to understand what you're putting them in. That's the money flow. And you don't need a fucking finance degree to do this. Probably if you have a finance degree, you're not even doing this. Instead, you're led around by institutions. Don't understand money. Don't understand your money. Or you're in the choir, and I'm preaching to the choir. I'm a preacher of prosperity, of capitalism. And maybe you're doing that, and I hope you are. Or not. Don't. Don't do it. Just be a dumbass. And people say, well, I'm only 16. And? You can't find someone to set you up? You can't work and make money? And so age isn't an excuse. You say, well, I'm 20. Okay, you've had a very long time. What are you doing? And so I don't want to motivate you. I don't want to motivate you. I want to give you back to you. I want you to take power. It's called personal power. And I sell you back to you. Because the same God that created me created you. You're perfectly capable of understanding these things. You're perfectly capable of running the money flow within the idea of the 10 pillars of success. And go to my website and you'll see they're free. You download them, read them, put them on your refrigerator. And begin to think about these things. And begin to implement your own money flow strategy. And you begin to set up these things, the brokerage account. How the fuck are you going to build wealth if you don't have a brokerage account? I didn't say an app, not Acorn. Now, if you just insist on that, then do that. And yes, without a doubt, it's better than nothing. And if you've been doing it, great. But I would move it. I would move my money. It's your money. Move it. and put it into a brokerage account. Charles Schwab, Interactive Brokers, E-Trade, I don't care. I personally use E-Trade. And then you begin to study on this idea of the dogs of the Dow. That's a very easy strategy that'll have you buying 5 to 10 stocks. And that should keep you busy for a while. And you need to get some money into that strategy. And another, if you don't want to even do that, then just put money into the SPY, the SPY, the S&P 500 index fund. You don't even have to use the strategy that I teach in the Money Flow. Just put money in there all the time, over and over and over. Repetition is the mother of skill. And guess what's going to happen? I promise you, if you do this, I promise you, if you do what I'm saying, if you do this strategy that I call the Money Flow, and you set up these different buckets, I promise you, if you do this and you commit to it over a period of time, I promise you, you're going to have more wealth. You can't read that and disagree with me. There's no way that you, as a logical, intelligent adult, with the spirit of the creator of this universe, can't read that and go, yeah, that does make more sense. That would work. And so inside of the parable, one was given one talent, one was given 5 talents, and one was given 10 talents. The point to the fucking parable is he comes back for you to give account for the talents that you were given. So what did you do with it? You just drank it, partied it, smoked it, fucked it, went on vacation with it. That was it. That was it. That's what you did with everything. Living soft. Not like a king. You think those are the kings we respect? Think those are the movies they make? You think those are the kings, fat ass king in England? You think that's who they made movies about? No, they made movies about fucking Ragnar. Real men, real queens that endure pain and struggle. Not as a victim, as a victor. Inside of victory is pain and struggle. Hello. Getting in shape is painful. Hello. Building wealth is painful. Hello. And so we'll continue on this. As we go down this path, this thing, this blueprint, this it's called the Money Flow. Hey guys, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. If you don't have a copy of my free ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke, just visit me on YouTube, search my name, go to Instagram, my handle, Philotto11, or DM me, email me, text me. A lot of ways to get a hold of me, and I'd be more than happy to send you a free digital copy, and physical signed copy is only $15. God bless. Thanks for listening.